Well, this is Jim Fetzer live here at RBN, the second hour on 23 August 2023. I'm glad to take your calls for the rest of the show. Take the opportunity to call in with questions or comments about any of the issues we've been discussing or something else if it's very much on your mind. We begin with Joe in Florida. Joe, share your thoughts. Join the conversation.
Hey, Dr. Fetzer, thanks for taking my call. Welcome aboard to RBN. I'm thrilled to have you on. I think it's a perfect fit. I wanted to say at the outset, by the way, you know, some of our my fellow RBN listeners, I think maybe, you know, get used to change. But the reason why I'm excited about you being is because, you know, I don't necessarily agree with every single thing that you say. There may be some things I disagree with about theories. But guess what? You have become enemy number one of the establishment and the people who are trying to install this tyranny against us. You're not allowed to float theories or ideas, okay? So to me, a thought criminal is the one that we need to rally behind. So you're a thought criminal number one, and for that reason, I support you being on RBN.
Oh, Joe, I'm just tickled by that. You have no idea. I, of course, have had been pioneering collaborative research. I began doing that on JFK back in 1992 in the wake of criticism of Oliver Stone's magisterial film JFK, which is the most accurate, complete, and comprehensive presentation of what actually happened in Dallas on 22 November 1963, ever presented to the American people through the mass media. There were things he didn't know at the time. I think he was deliberately misled, such as that Lee was in the doorway when the motorcade came by, which means he not only cannot have been the lone demented gunman, but cannot have been one of the, it turns out to be, eight shooters. He did not know that the home movies of the assassination had been edited, among other points, to remove a limo stop that was the occasion on which Jack was hit two or three times in the head, killing him. And he did not know that there were more than three teams of shooters. But otherwise, he got it great. He was certainly on the right track, and I applaud that. I brought together groups of experts to sort out what really happened and have gone from there with 9/11, Sandy Hook, and a host of others. Joe, say more.
Yeah, no, you are definitely a pioneer. And actually, so I wanted to talk about something, sort of breaking news, and get your feedback maybe on a, I'll call it a theory. I don't know if it's a theory, but I think there's a lot of evidence. You mentioned, Earl, I think you were talking about Ukraine-Russia war. And so this plane that apparently this Yevgeny Prigozhin has now been killed, I guess he's in the, listed on the manifest of people that have died in this terrible tragedy, and my condolences would go out to his family. But what I wanted to say was, I think it's very clear to me already, the most likely culprit, we know what we're going to hear from Western media and the propagandists, right? Oh, Putin assassinated him because that's his enemy. On the contrary, I think it's actually a load of evidence to suggest that this Ukrainian war regime in Ukraine will be found out to be the guilty party. I don't have the evidence yet, but here's the theory. Listen to this. They have been assassinating high-profile people like Daria Dugina. Vlad Tatarsky was the war blogger earlier this year that they've been assassinating. They, Ukrainian regime, are getting more desperate, more diabolical, and they have only been reduced to a propaganda war. Their so-called offense, counteroffensive, has been totally collapsed. And now they're just doing sick and depraved kind of terrorist acts. Why would they kill Prigozhin? Well, first of all, the background, it's important to know that in the last month, did you know that Prigozhin has made peace with Putin, and he's actually been in Africa starting to help Russians there? So he made his amends, rest in peace, with Putin. So not only was he not like leading a coup against Putin, he's actually, I think, reconciled with Putin. And that was a grave danger to the Ukrainians. That would be reason enough for them to kill him, to use him as part of their propaganda war, which is basically all they're reduced to at these days. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's very plausible, Joe. I like that. I think your point about Prigozhin are impeccable. Yes, down in Niger, they're going to assist the Nigerian government. This is anti-colonialism. The French are threatening to come in and attack. I think Wagner could make a big difference there. There are other African nations who want to be supportive. Here you had a military coup that was actually to benefit the people of the country. Most are the opposite. But your point about him reconciling with Putin, I think that's a very powerful point. And the fact that these Nazis, and they are Nazis in Ukraine, have been selectively assassinating people, I think you make a good case.
Yeah, they're very good. And actually, and the other thing which I forgot is, so what's happening now in South Africa? They've got the BRICS summit. So for if you're a Ukrainian psychopath, right, well, is this their propaganda plea? Because they see that countries in Africa are aligned behind Russia. What better way, they think, to gain a propaganda coup by saying, oh, Putin has killed Prigozhin as a way of turning the Africans against Putin, but they're not going to fall for it. And I'm not saying I have the evidence, but it seems very plausible to me. Because also the other thing is, what are they doing, these Ukrainians? They've been doing these drone attacks in Russia, in Moscow. What kind of nonsense is that? I mean, how, in what way does that even help them on their offensive by attacking individual apartment buildings, which is sick, in Moscow? This reeks of the sort of desperate attempt by these Ukrainian psychopaths, because they know they've already lost the war, so they're going to kill Prigozhin and then use it as a propaganda tool against Putin. Anyway, Dr. Fetzer, welcome to RBN. We love to have you, and congratulations, because I don't agree with every single thing you say, but I would fight for your right to be able to be the thought criminal that they are trying to make you out to be and to speak your mind. Thank you, and God bless.
Oh, Joe, you spoke your mind so clearly and effectively. I'm very impressed. I love the call. I think you made just excellent point after point after point. The BRICS meeting, by the way, could have catastrophic consequences for the United States, because it appears they're going to announce their new currency that's a gold-backed currency that is going to replace the dollar as the international backup reserve currency for transactions in oil. And that means the value of the dollar is going to plummet. When with it, you know, the American quality of life, I mean, you got to brace yourself. What's going on now in South Africa with a BRICS meeting is going to have consequences for the United States that the average American does not see coming. But they're going to be all too real, sad to say. We have another call from Florida. Charlie in Florida, join the conversation.
Well, hey, how you doing? I wanted to echo your first caller there. He's a great caller. I like a lot of the things he has to say. He gets it on what's going on over there in the Ukraine war, for sure. He's made a lot of good comments in the past. But, no, I wanted to welcome you to RBN. I'm so glad you're here. It's what I'm glad, the reason is you're one of the best researchers of anybody out there. You research and you do deliberate. You actually look into things before you report on them. And I find that refreshing, because this is one thing that RBN has very little of. We get a lot of talking heads, but we haven't had a lot of people that actually back up their stuff with research, and you do that. Now, I wanted to congratulate you. As a matter of fact, I think you're probably one of the premier researchers of our time, of all in the United States, because all your work in the past on Sandy Hook and the different things that you've looked into. Now, I wanted to make a couple other comments one of them I think you'll find interesting in that. Hello?
Keep going.
It sounded like we, yeah. One of them is that fire the fire marshal over in Hawaii, he was the marshal in Las Vegas when the Las Vegas shooting went on, and he's the same guy, and he got transferred from Las Vegas and was sent over to Hawaii, to Maui there, and he became the sheriff there. But guess what? He's also the chief coroner. So, as you know, the coroner... No, absolutely, I'm not kidding you.
He's the chief of police and also the coroner?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, he's the coroner. So, guess what? If who counts the bodies, right, and determines the body's death and everything? That's the coroner. So we're not going to get any accurate counts from this thing in Hawaii. You can bet on that. He is the coroner. He let that slip in a press conference the other day. He admitted that he was the coroner. He just came out and said it. So that, to me, I find that a little bit, you know, I don't find it weird at all, because this guy is a deep state player, okay, and they just transferred him from Las Vegas over to Hawaii in preparation for this fire. Or, you know, they knew what they were going to do. There's a law, by the way, in Hawaii that, you know, they couldn't take the land from the natives who owned it because of eminent domain. They could do eminent domain on other people, but they couldn't do it on the natives who own land unless, and get this, this was the caveat, they could take the land away unless it was a natural disaster.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so, Charlie, you're making such great points too. I mean, you and Joe are just hitting it out of the park. I mean, the guy also being the coroner, I thought it was very odd. You know, Las Vegas, that's a prestigious position. You'd think this relatively obscure community on Maui would be a demotion. But I think they were planning a land grab that's, I now estimate, in the billions. I mean, the Biden admin offered this paltry $700 to each family, but, you know, their homes have to be worth millions, or property millions. Remember, in real estate, it's location, location, location. This is one of the best locations in the world. And you have delineated so nicely how eminent domain would not apply to native landowners unless in a case of natural disaster. Wow. Charlie, I think you put the other pieces together of this puzzle, which is taking shape before our very eyes. Excellent. More?
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I have a little bit more. The other thing is that on what's going on over there with Prigozhin, I think the situation, I think the CIA took him out, really, I do. I don't think Russia did it. I think Putin wanted him out of there. But I don't think he took him out, because remember Prigozhin was the one who led the rebellion. Supposedly he was going to drive up and take, you know, go against the political rebellion against Putin and everything, right? Well, I think that was all backed by the CIA. I think they picked him to do that. As a matter of fact, if you follow the money, just a couple of weeks before, he deposited something like $1 billion into one of his accounts, okay? So where that money came from, who knows? But maybe it came out of some of the money we're sitting in over there. But the point is, I think they finally just took him out because he betrayed them. I don't think, and I think that I don't think there's any doubt he was a deep state player for the United States, Prigozhin, all along. This guy was in the money. He was a convicted criminal, by the way, who had been put into prison over in Russia for beating a woman and taking her expensive jewelry and her purse and her coat. So this guy was a clown. This guy Prigozhin.
He was a thug. He was a thug.
He was a thug.
He was also.
Yes, he was
running a sensational military operation here, though his private army was just performing military miracles, virtually in combating these Ukrainian Nazis. I mean, these are very, very bad people who were slaughtering the fellow Ukrainians, especially in the Donbass. So, Charlie, I really like the points you've been making here. These are simply excellent. And, yeah, the CIA most certainly should not be ruled out, or even the use of a satellite-mounted weapon. I mean, he took this plane out in the air. We'll have to stand by and see what further research reveals. But I really like your call in that of Joe. Excellent, Charlie. A final thought?
Yeah, one last thought. I think it's called Kelowna up in Canada, K-E-L-O-W-N-I-A, I believe is the way you spell it. that one's been on fire too. And I looked it up, and in 2020, in their local newspaper, it was announced that the city of Kelowna in Canada was going to be the first 15-minute smart city in Canada. It actually became a smart city, and now they were going to become the first intelligent city, which means it was to be run by, I guess, AI.
Well, I mean, these machines can't actually think. You know, they can follow very sophisticated programs. They can simulate being humans, but they're not human. They don't have any emotions. They don't have any compassion. They don't have any altruism. I mean, they're just devices. So I do not have any enthusiasm whatsoever for these 15-minute cities or running things by AI. What you're doing is taking humanity out of the equation, and that cannot be good for interactions between human beings when machines are running the show. I don't like it. And I've done a lot of research on AI. By the way, I want to mention, in relation to Las Vegas, I have a good number of presentations about Las Vegas, but let me mention, if you go to my blog and track down JimTheConspiracyGuy.com, the 65 shows, you'll find link there is how to spot a false flag part one and how to spot a false flag part two, where I go through in short pieces, you know, a whole bunch of different cases of false flag stage events, including Las Vegas. You'll find a lot about Las Vegas, a lot about Parkland, a lot about Sandy Hook. You'll find a lot about a whole lot of these other cases. So I want to encourage it. I'm going to include a link to the Conspiracy Guy, the 65 shows, when I put it up on my BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer. Charlie, good stuff. And that, yeah, the point, this guy is the coroner. Who better to cover everything up? Man, oh man. And if we're right, this is a billion-dollar land grab. That's why they would take him. He was actually going to get a whole lot of money for coming out to Maui and leaving Las Vegas. Charlie, I think you made some excellent points.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And welcome, Darby, and I'm so glad you're here. Like I said, you're a great researcher, and we need people like you.
Thanks, Charlie. I'm delighted to be here. We have Suzanne from Southern California standing by. Suzanne, join the conversation.
I don't want to enjoy the conversation as much as I want to just welcome you to RBN. I listen to you on RBN and Revolution Radio, and I'm just taking it all in. I don't have a comment per se on anything going on in the world other than to say it's absolutely insane. But I'm just delighted to hear you on RBN. And are you still on radio at all? I don't know if you're supposed to say that.
I am. I'm still doing the show Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Noon to two. I'm turning that mostly into an interview show now, Suzanne, because I have this opportunity with RBN. So, for example, I interviewed Mike King today, who has a new book about the Hola hoax, absolutely fascinating stuff. That show, like my other shows there, will be archived along with these on my BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer. And if you just put in those words, you'll be able to get it. Stand by. We'll be right back.
When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind and opened up the doors.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafine, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Sun, I say it's all right.
Suzanne, if you're still there from Southern California, you're welcome to add further thoughts. If Suzanne is departed the scene, James in Vancouver. James, join the conversation.
Yeah, yes, I have a friend in Kelowna right now on the west side of the city, which is on one side of the mountain. And the last I talked to her, the east side is burning down and houses are burning down. Now, Kelowna...
You're saying that's taking place right now?
I believe so, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, we can smell the smoke down here in Vancouver. Well, okay, so what Kelowna is right in the dead center of what's called the Okanagan Valley. Now, Kelowna and other cities in this valley, you could liken to some of the valleys in California, very rich in agricultural products, wine producing, apple producing, fruit producing. And the other thing that's very important is economically, it's the heart of higher middle class and entrepreneurs, you see. And these people are there and they are owning their own businesses and they're free enterprise people. Now, I checked with my friend. I told her, I said, I can't remember fires in the Okanagan. She said she checked with her sister, who lived there a long time. These fires did not start until 2003, okay, which they had, this is when this agenda stuff, 21, I think, started, right? So this is an attempt to drive the middle class and the entrepreneurs and the hard and good working people off their land, and I believe it's entirely equal to what's happening in Maui. Back to you.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, they want it all. They don't want us to have anything. See, they not only want to have complete control, they want everyone else to be eating bugs while they dine on filet. Yeah. In fact, they're trying to decimate most of the population under the rubric of being useless eaters, in the phrase of Henry Kissinger. How disgusting is that?
Yeah, control the food and you control the people. Now, I did some fact-checking about Maui and Hawaii, and apparently the average price for insuring your house in Hawaii is $480 a year, U.S., and it's 70% lower than the national average. How then could you have high risk for fire, right?
Yes.
There's no... Yes. It's not, see, this is the thing, and the same thing, I think, with the Okanagan. I mean, this place is so rich and fertile, and rain has always been up here in the Northwest that, if you had a fire started by lightning, it would be over in a while. But we had fires again back in 2019 before COVID, and I saw the pictures. And sure enough, all the buildings are burning, but the trees are just there. Nothing touched them. And they have patches like those gray patches of gray patches of cinders, what's in Maui now. Very, very intense fires. Back to you.
Yeah, these are signs of directed energy weapon. You're absolutely right. This is very, very disturbing. Very.
Okay,
and
I'll
think you're
delineating
the motives very nicely. Yes. More?
Well, I'll keep on it, and I'll get back to you, but go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, James, excellent. Really, really good.
All right.
Meanwhile, let's flip over to New York. Frank, join the conversation.
Hey, Jim, thanks for taking my call. It's great to have you on board here. Yeah, you when you run your show, Jim, you are open to talking about chemtrails and maybe questioning our moon landing, correct?
Yes, sure.
Oh, I know that. I'm being kind of facetious there. I know you're very open-minded, you know. But, you know, Jim, a couple of points I'd make here quickly. You know, people are talking about who runs the Ukraine, okay? We run the Ukraine, Jim. We, Boris Johnson, remember they had that peace deal a while back, and then Boris Johnson went over there, and I think Kerry went over with somebody, and then they just squashed that. I mean, that's who's running the show here, okay? And one other thing about Barack Obama, okay? I think you're onto something there, you know? Although I'll tell you one point where he's got the fingers with the bandages on him, you know, I believe that he probably got bitten, okay? I doubt if the guy was carrying a knife with him. I think that, you know what I'm saying? There's a very good chance, you know, he's got his hand in his face or whatever, and the guy bit him. And that's the way it looks to me. I think you're on to something. I can't believe more people are looking into this. I'm not a big Trump fan, but if it was his family, they'd have all kinds of feds all over the place 24/7.
Frank, stand by. We're going to a break. I want you to stick around. Hang on.
Okay, Jim. Thank you.
There's nothing you can do that can't be done.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Frank, I really like your suggestion that Obama, he was bit by terrific, bit Obama. I think that makes great sense, and yeah. I think you're onto something right there.
Yeah, I wouldn't think this guy would be carrying a knife on his person, you know what I mean? Casually like that. I mean, you know, maybe thugs carry knives, you know, gang members or whatever, you know. But back to the moon, Jim, okay?
Yeah.
You know, I had a local radio talk show host, and he asked me, he said, "Do you think we went to the moon?" And I said, "Not really." And he asked me why. And I said, "Well, I saw Richard Nixon talking to one of the astronauts, okay? And Nixon was on a red phone with a cord, okay? And this was years before, you know, everybody got cell phones, and you still see breakdowns in communications. You know, you might be watching somebody over in Saudi Arabia, you know, reporting for Fox News or something, and then they have a problem or whatever. And I'm supposed to believe that Nixon is talking on the phone, a regular phone. Now, maybe they, you know, ran it through Houston or something, but still, I find that too far-fetched. And when you put all of this stuff together, I don't believe we got there. And it's a task. I mean, it's such a super task. And people, you know, I don't know, they kind of buy into it, most of them. I mean, you know, I saw what they had on television. But, I mean, that was, you know, kind of simulation and what's going on here. And, you know, you really couldn't discern too much. You know, and I've heard talk that there has been, you know, Stanley Kubrick or somebody in his caliber, of his caliber, you know, created that out there. And I kind of lean towards that. I don't know, when you guys wrote the book, you know, did we go to the moon or not, you know, whether you believe it or not. But I got to believe you guys question it, don't you?
We prove it didn't happen. We didn't have the compulsion power to escape low Earth orbit. We didn't have the communication capacity. Did you notice it was Nixon talking as though it were a regular long-distance call, not 250,000 miles? There would have been a delay in the communication. I got on Huffington Post when they put up a stupid tweet. You know, I claim this was a brilliant tweet, a guy who said, if you don't think we went to the moon, you need a brain transplant.
Yeah,
and I posted proof after proof we hadn't gone, Frank, and a guy came on and added, he said he was in communication in that era, 1969-70, and to communicate like that, you'd have had to have a van the size of a bread truck. I didn't see any bread trucks on the moon. The whole thing was a farce.
Yeah, I was wondering who was running the cameras when they were up there. I mean, wouldn't that be a little bulky, you know? The people bought it. The people buy into a lot of stuff, unfortunately. You know, the television, since the television's come around, what an influence that is in society. And that can, you know, lead people this way or that way. And we see what the media's doing today. I mean, you know, Jim, it's going to be dangerous if they steal that election the next time around. We're in for full tyranny. I mean, those people, the January 6ers, who are putting up with all of that torture and torment and being, you know, stuck in there for 2 years for walking in, you know, some of them invited in. I mean, you know, the rules in this country, the laws, I mean, I hear people saying we got to get rid of the FBI or this or that. I mean, we got to straighten them out. I don't know whether we can just do away with an agency like that, but, you know, we do have to, you know, get them in line and make sure that they're doing the right thing and not getting involved politically and pulling all kinds of political stunts here and trying to frame, you know, their opponents and acting harsh with their opponents. And if they steal this next election, you know, they name the DOJ people who want to prosecute whomever, and we see who they go after. You know, they're trying to scare conservatives, you know, to keep their mouth shut, keep your head down, and just move along. You know, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, oh, no cases against them. But we'll get all of these other people here, and it's just disgusting. And hopefully the Republicans will come together and say, hey, look it, let's make sure the next election is on the up and up, and maybe we got to go back to the paper ballots. You know what I mean? It might be a little more cumbersome, but it's much more honest, you know. And you know, we can look at the leadership in the country. You know, would you see Mitch McConnell? He took the powder there for about 45 seconds. You know, we got the guy down. You got Fetterman down in Pennsylvania. Biden himself. You know, Pelosi. She doesn't know where she is half the time. Dianne Feinstein had that. You know, that gaffe in front of the. You know, voting on the military budget last week. I mean, look at the leadership we got. We're the laughing stock of the world. Jim, I'll get off the phone and let somebody else get in.
Oh, Frank, it's all great stuff. All great stuff. By the way, here's a simple proof that India has just claimed it went to the moon and landed. And one of the proofs it has is a photograph of Earth from the moon. But the relative size is just as though what they're projecting is the Earth were the moon. It is exactly the same proportions, which means it's fraudulent because Earth is 55 times the mass of the moon. If you had a photograph of Earth from the moon, it would fill the entire visual field.
So not
India didn't go to the moon either. I mean, bullshit.
Sure, my friend. I'm sure we didn't. Keep up the great work, brother. You're very knowledgeable and a great investigator. We love you, brother. Bye-bye.
Super call. Thomas from New Mexico. Join the conversation, Thomas.
Just thank you for taking my call, Dr. Belzer.
No, it's actually Belzer, but I don't mind.
I wanted to ask you a question because you're mentioning directed energy. I do believe also that they use directed energy weapons in Hawaii, but I had a question. Are you aware that they're using directed energy and psychotronics on targeted individuals?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Dr. Catherine Horton is a leading expert in this field. She earned a PhD in particle physics at Oxford, and she has been leading the legal charge. I featured her at all three of the False Flags and Conspiracy Conference. She's now married to Bill Benny, our leading cybersecurity expert. She's been a target of directed energy. I have a friend who's been regularly hit. In fact, two friends who... So, yeah, you're absolutely right. They're using them to torment and harass Americans and other experts they fear.
And then I had another question. I don't know. You may know my friend. I don't know if you know my friend. They took her down with, I don't know what they gave her a stroke. Two people I know, Thomas Gamble, and he can no longer talk. He was he served in Kosovo. He was a captain in the military, and he was broadcasting for a while. They took him down. He got targeted individual. They gave him a stroke. He lost his speech. And Kathy Rubio, I called her the other day. I have her phone number. They took her down, but she can talk. She's still very intelligent. Her voice is a little different after the stroke, but I can understand her. I've been calling her to try to encourage her, and I've been praying with her on the phone. And she's now in a living assisted living facility up in Minnesota. She's a targeted individual, and she was targeted.
Yes.
With a stroke.
Yes.
And they're doing the same thing with me, with my heart. I'm doing much better today, but the other day it felt like I was going to have like really serious chest pains, and they used the V2K on me, and I also hear like I forgot what that. Oh, it's called white noise. Are you familiar with white noise? I hear it sounds like a generator in my head, and only a person that targeted. I don't know what that means. I've heard Scott Hensler use the term that they map out your brain, and once they map out your brain, they got you. The reason why I mentioned that, my last comment, was because I do believe that if they do that. That global passport, you know, CBDC, I believe it's a micro array patch, and I believe if people take it, I believe they'll be targeted just like me, and they'll be able to control people using 5G. It's very serious days, I believe, we're living in.
Oh, Thomas, I agree completely. Check out targeted individual Dr. Catherine with a K, Catherine Horton, H-O-R-T-O-N, and you're going to find a bozanza of information about this. I'm very glad you called.
Yeah, Bruce, I've heard of her.
Yeah.
And
Can I say
one more last comment?
Yes.
I've heard of Dr. Catherine Horton. Yes, I have heard of her. Back several years ago, and I also a lot of times I go to Dr. Eric Carlstrom's website, gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com.
Yes.
He's a retired college professor, and he's up in Colorado, and a lot of times I follow what he posts on his website. And thank you for taking my call. I better let you go.
Oh, yeah.
So you can take other caller.
I'm delighted you called, Thomas. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bruce
in
Texas.
You have a great...
Thanks so much. Bruce, join the conversation.
Hey, Jim. I think I can speak for all of us that we're all getting a good education on the Beatles since you joined the program.
I'm really delighted everyone's giving me... I'm learning from the callers, Bruce. It's really a delight. I'm enjoying this so much. RBN has a fantastic audience.
Yes, it does. I just want to interject this, and then you can continue on to the next caller. I'm sure we're all familiar with the MH17 issue over to Ukraine, and they try to pin it on Russia, on Putin, you know. And I read somewhere, I forget where, that it may have been an attempted assassination on Putin, but they got the wrong airplane.
Yeah, so there have been many attempts. There have been many attempts on Putin, just as there have been many attempts on Trump, over a dozen. Thank God they've been unsuccessful. Bruce, thank you very much for the call.
No, just let me complete the call. Just in case they're doing an investigation on the Prodigy crash. Now, I think it's suspicious he was in Africa, and he was saying he's going to help the Africans defend themselves, et cetera.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
This may have been a Western intelligence thing, but if they come up with, you know, planes do have accidents. You know, engines do blow up
right.
or have compressor failure.
Right.
And so I'll trust what comes out of Russia over the Western establishment any day. But I just want to keep that in mind. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, the fact that he was going to help Niger, France doesn't like that. The French would have a motive to take him out, too. Meanwhile, Brendan from Massachusetts, Brendan, join the conversation.
Hello, Jim. How are you?
Good.
Jim, I want to talk about what two previous callers said, Frank from New York, about landing on the moon. Do you know how the Apollo space program was able to penetrate and get through the Van Allen Beltway?
They could not. It would have required 5 or 6 feet of lead. It was preposterous. So you're absolutely right. That's another reason we did not, how we know we didn't go.
Would that explain why there's never been a successful Apollo or any foreign landing on the moon since then?
Actually, a NASA spokesman said that this is about 10 years ago, that the principal obstacle to a manned mission to Mars was the Van Allen radiation belt, not realize he was thereby implying that we hadn't gone to the moon either. I mean, these slippages take place because, you know, you can't always remember you're supposed to be sustaining a monstrous lie, of which the moon landing is a classic example.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
My pleasure. Glad you called, Brendan. Miles in Maine. Yeah, Miles, join, please.
Yes, good afternoon, Uncle Setzer. yeah, you, for anybody, Frank, or anyone who's really interested, fantastic video. You still might be able to see it on YouTube by the Colliers brothers, James and Kenneth Collier, who the family who run the Hawaiian Tropic line of products. And they came out with a video called Was It Only a Paper Moon? And
yes.
That'll give you something there when you see them ask these questions. You got to scratch your head when you see the video. So that's interesting. Was it only a paper moon? And I think you still can get it on the internet, on YouTube, or, you know, somewhere about those places. And, you know, the thing with Prigozhin, this is interesting because, you know, when he was with Kuznir before he finally ended up, I'm not sure where it was they sent him off to, but apparently, you know, he had a good umbrella of security being there with Putin. And I'm just wondering, you know, how would they find out, you know, these flight facts and everything like that? Because you know, the Ukraine and even NATO and all that, their intelligence on that type of inside stuff has not actually been that good, although they've made attempts. So, you know, it makes me wonder, and I still, you know, I don't think Putin had anything to do with it. Who knows?
Miles, okay. We're having a little trouble with our electronic connection today, but... He was, this was in his own business jet, his personal jet, and he frequently made this flight, so they would have known how to target him. I don't think that would have been a challenge if that was the question.
Okay, yeah, so that explains it. But, you know, it's just interesting there because, you know, he was quite competent in what he did, and
yeah.
I'm sure Putin has someone in place for him already, but it was also interesting to think, remember, Putin said he wanted to get the so-called troops or whatever of Prigozhin's under him without Prigozhin's actual leadership. Do you recall that?
I wouldn't be surprised if he had said such a thing.
Yeah,
now,
and go right ahead,
maybe,
man.
Maybe now that's going to happen.
Yeah, but I don't think Putin had anything to do with it, but, you know, who knows? But now that I didn't know that portion of it, because I'm just now getting into that story, that it was his own private personal jet, which, yeah, that
yeah.
that leaves a lot more vulnerability than, you know, being on a military or a state-sponsored type of aircraft.
Right.
So with that, have a great show.
Right.
It's good to hear you, James. Take care. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Miles. Thank you for the call. We have Laura in Michigan. Laura, join the conversation.
Hello, James. Did you know there's only two astronauts left to carry on the lie? The rest of them are dead.
That's interesting. I was unaware, but it's, listen, when we had the one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind, who had put the camera there to film that, for crying out loud? I mean, we're so gullible.
Right, right. I think Biden could use some new speechwriters. He's going to give condolences to people who got burned up. I don't think walking on hot sand is a good idea.
Well, that was, of course, a Babylon Bee doing a satire, but it's just so much on the mark, you know. I mean, this guy is such a disgrace. It's such an embarrassment to have this administration. I mean, they are a crime family. There's just no doubt about it. He is a pedophile. He is demented. And this is the guy the Democrats claim they want to run for 2024? Give me a break.
Go ahead. Let him run. I say go for
Laura,
it.
Yeah.
I'll tell us exactly how many stupid people there are. How many woke people.
It's embarrassing. It's really embarrassing.
Yeah. You know, I remember, get back to astronauts. I remember a guy, he had a Bible, King James Bible. He followed Buzz Aldrin around. He said, if you just swear on this Bible that you went to the moon, and he kept trying to duck and cover away from him. He would not do it. And if he went, he would have had no problem.
No, he wouldn't do it. Jay Wiener. Yeah, I've interviewed some of these guys on my various shows, and, you know, I mean, it's just so ridiculous, the idea that we could have gone to the moon. We didn't have the there's more computing power in your cell phone than was available then that supposedly took us to the moon and back. And by the way, it was such a little tiny vehicle, you know, that would have been the fuel to escape moon. If we got there, we could never have got back because we wouldn't have the power to escape the moon gravitation, even though it's only a sixth of the Earth. But we could not have done it, much less got our way back to Earth. The whole thing is ridiculous. If you want a very nice critique, you want to go to my Jim the Conspiracy Guy, the 65 shows on my blog, and check out, I think it's the number 2, the moon landing, how we know we didn't go. I'm adding a link to this for the stories for today. So when you check it out, if you go to BitChute, BitChute, but just put in BitChute channel Jim Fetzer, and you'll be there. Laura, I'm glad you called. Any further you'd like to add?
Now that's it. I just want to let you know there's only two left to carry on the lie.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's quite a big lie. And, you know, some of them really are ashamed about the whole thing. Look at the press conference they had, the first initial press conference. They all look embarrassed. They looked, you know, like uncomfortable. They didn't really want to be there. They didn't want to celebrate a fraud on the American people, and yet they were somehow compelled to do it. Embarrassing,
right.
Shocking, disappointing, a bloody shame.
All I have to say now, at the end of my call, I'm rooting for
Thank
Putin.
Thank you, Laura.
I'm rooting for Putin.
You're rooting for Putin. Yeah, I am too.
Yeah.
I like that phrase.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Laura. Reese in New York, join the conversation, Reese.
All right, hey. Jim Fetzer, I just got to say, you're getting better and better. And in my not-so-humble opinion, because I've been around this game for 15 to 20 years, you are the consummate conspiracy investigator par excellence. And I'm not saying that to polish your apple, Jim. I'm saying it because it's deserved. Congrats. Host.
Reese, you faded heard. There for a second. I want to hear every word of this.
Yep. Damn, these damn Bluetooth made in China. You know, the $200 Bluetooth made in China. They don't work, so I won't put you on speaker. All right, so I call you the conspiracy investigator extraordinaire, because what you've done with the countless school shootings, as well as the JFK assassination, RFK, Uvalde, what you're doing now is amazing, you know, regarding this outrageous lie that we're being told. You know, this is with Hawaiian fires, of course, on Maui. It's outrageous. They're getting away with it, Jim, with no questioning whatsoever, no interviews whatsoever with people on the ground. That's the control, folks, that they have. No, not one person will appear even on Fox News. Jim, can I just make a couple of quick points? You were talking about the moon landing. Now, first of all, I mean, really, the lunar rover, really? With weight being critical on a mission, you know, traveling that distance with fuel being of the utmost importance and keeping it to a minimum. Yeah, we're going to put a dune buggy, right, on the Apollo 11? Does that make sense, Jim?
Well, they want to get around. You know, they want something that would capture the imagination of Americans, and we like those kinds of vehicles. So, I mean, it was cleverly contrived from a psychological point of view as a psyop. But anyone who really gives it serious thought will realize this was a monstrous hoax, and that, of course,
yes,
is why, you know.
Can I respond to that about the Mars, the rover?
Sure.
I don't think
sure.
that argument holds any weight. I'm an engineer, okay? So I've designed bridges where bridge members are critical, so I have to count every
right.
pound of steel going into it. All right, that doesn't
right.
carry weight. If that argument is valid, and it may be valid that they'd want to have an appeal with the public, they would have put up a Beach Boys poster up on there that would have, or something similar. You're not going to bring a dune buggy to drive around on the moon with? I mean, give me a break. I mean, now look, enough with that point. How about this one with Buzz Aldrin? Now, he is a devoutly Christian man, a religious man. A guy is hounding him because he doesn't believe he went to the moon. When he finally gets to Buzz Aldrin and asks him, Buzz, just put your hand on the Bible and tell me you went to the moon and back, and it's enough. Now, folks,
Reese,
anyone out there? Yes.
And he wouldn't do it. And he wouldn't do it, Reese. And I can't thank you enough for the call and all the other callers. This has been sensational. I'm so glad to be here at RBN.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.